This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Sean Diddy Combs has launched a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Courtney Burgess, attorney Ariel Mitchell, and Nexstar Media Group. That's the parent company of News Nation. The lawsuit was filed on January 22 in Southern District of New York, accusing the defendants of intentionally fabricating and spreading false claims about Combs for their own financial benefit. It also contends that News Nation aired these allegations without adequate investigation, which has harmed Combs economically and damaged his reputation, jeopardizing his right to a fair trial with an unbiased jury. The 55-year-old Combs is currently detained in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center, facing charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation for prostitution, all of which he denies. The lawsuit alleges that Burgess claimed to have videos of Combs, quote, involved in sexual assault of celebrities and minors. It is claimed that both Burgess and Mitchell shared these allegations to various news outlets, including News Nation. Combs' legal team asserts that since the alleged videos do not exist, the statements made by Burgess and Mitchell were either outright lies or made with reckless disregard for the truth. Additionally, Burgess reportedly claimed that Kim Porter, Combs' late girlfriend and mother of his four children, had given him a copy of her memoir and videos allegedly showing Combs sexually assaulting inebriated celebrities and minors. In her words, Combs' attorney strongly maintained that Burgess has never met Combs and has no connection to his family. Attorney Erica Wolf previously described the memoir as, quote, fake and offensive, a shameless attempt to exploit tragedy. Combs and Porter's children also refuted claims made in the memoir before it was taken down from Amazon. The lawsuit also names Mitchell, who has previously filed multiple lawsuits against Combs, including one on the behalf of an adult entertainer alleging sex trafficking. The court documents highlight a segment aired by News Nation in late September where Mitchell allegedly made false statements that tapes of Combs in compromising situations had been leaked in Hollywood. Mitchell also suggested that individuals were being recorded without their knowledge in Combs' residence. In response to Mitchell's claims, the News Nation host reportedly remarked, quote, it sounds like there was probably a lot of hidden cameras as well, despite a lack of evidence to support her allegations. The filings also states that Burgess and Mitchell reiterated false claims about Burgess possessing those videos of Combs sexually assaulting celebrities, including minors, the same day Combs appeared before a grand jury regarding his sex crimes case. Burgess was a witness in that hearing. The lawsuit asserts that the defendants have profited from their public accusations against Combs, with Burgess allegedly earning from his fabricated memoir about Kim Porter, while Mitchell has gained media attention through her allegations. It is claimed that the airing of these allegations by News Nation has boosted the network's viewer ratings. Combs is seeking a defamation damage to be determined at trial, but no less than $50 million, including punitive damages, and is requesting a jury trial.
I'm Jennifer Gould. In a shocking display of callousness, David Misch, recently convicted of the brutal murders of two young women in Alameda County, California, interrupted his own sentencing hearing by singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall in front of the victims' families. This outrageous act came as family members were delivering their victim impact statements, begging for information about the disappearance of Michaela Joy Garrett, a 9-year-old girl he's accused of abducting and killing in a separate case. Michaela's mom, Sharon Murch, spoke to KTVU Fox 2 News.
I would rather he tell us where Michaela is than that they try to get the death penalty for him. Nothing that happens to him is going to bring Michaela back.
Despite the family's emotional pleas, Misch's response was to sing. He was then removed from the courtroom, but his whistling could still be heard from an adjacent holding cell, adding insult to the injury of those still mourning their lost loved ones. David Mish was convicted last month for the murder of Jennifer Dewey and Michelle Xavier, whose naked and lifeless bodies were found in a remote area of Fremont in the late 1980s. The two women who went to a birthday party together on February 2nd of 1986 were found shot and stabbed in a ditch by a motorcyclist later that night. Mish, known to be a drug addict and commercial burglar living in the area at the time, became a suspect after the case went cold for 15 years. It was reopened when advancements in DNA technology linked his genetic material found under Dewey's fingernails to the crime scene. Another crucial piece of evidence was a partial license plate number written on one of the victim's hands, which matched Mish's car. Mish was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences, 25 years to life each, to be served after he completes an 18-year term for a previous murder conviction from 1989. As for the case of Michaela Joy Garrett, it was back on November 19, 1988. The 9-year-old was at the Rainbow Market in Hayward with friends when a man, now identified as Mish, moved her scooter closer to his car. As Michaela tried to retrieve it, she was abducted. The case remained unsolved until 2020 when a partial palm print on the scooter was matched to Mish, leading to charges for her abduction and presumed murder. Her remains have never been found. Mish now awaits trial for a fourth murder, that of Margaret Ball, a 36-year-old woman he killed in 1989.
I'm Drew Nelson. A 25-year-old man in Illinois receives a 60-year prison sentence for the brutal decapitation of his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Lee Stodd, in 2022. The sentencing brings to an end a prolonged legal process involving delays over his mental fitness to stand trial. On June 9th of 2022, Heidi Noel went to her daughter Lee Stodd's Alton apartment, and after failing to reach her by phone, she discovered Dodd's headless body inside the home. Her head was later found in a dumpster outside. She was 22 years old and nearly 8 months pregnant. Authorities confirmed that the father of the unborn baby was not Dodd's ex-boyfriend, DeAndre Holloway, who committed the murder. Holloway was arrested shortly after the killing during a theft investigation. He later pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, intentional homicide of an unborn child, and concealment of a homicidal death. Prosecutors say Holloway must serve at least 52 years before he becomes eligible for release. Advocates for the family held a news conference after the sentencing.
If you have a mental instability or mental illness, seek treatment and be consistent with your treatment. Understand that your condition or illness will not keep you from being held accountable for the crimes you commit.
You know, Lisa's last act, her hand was resting on a book about pregnancy. So her last thought was probably about her unborn child.
Dodd and Holloway had been in an on-and-off relationship for 2 years, her mother describing Holloway as a, quote, savage monster. Noel said during the sentencing, those in abusive relationships need to seek help. Quote, this didn't have to end this way. My daughter should be here raising her daughter. The sentencing brings some solace to Dodd's family. Madison County State's Attorney Tom Haynes said, quote, this guilty conviction ends the continued uncertainty. Our hope is that this conviction and sentence provide the family and loved ones some assurance and will be a step toward healing. A GoFundMe created to support Dodd's family raised nearly $16,000, part of which is being donated to domestic violence resources and animal shelters. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.